Amendment speaker is Leon R. from San Diego.
My name is Leon, an alcoholic. I feel so nervous. I never speak before in a big group. But the truth is, this is not for me to impress you. It's not for me to show you who I am. It's for the person who is still suffering from alcoholism. That's the truth. I want to say, being honest and say, what I know is I don't know. I always say, teach me, guide me, explain me, because I don't know. You know? I have to be humble all the time because my egocentric way, selfish and self-seeking, it took me here, you know. I have been lately reading the book, and the book gave me a lot of good things, you know. I see in the book, they say, I'm maladjusted to life, hopeless, I am abnormal, mental defect. And I say, what the hell? I thought it was normal, but the book is the truth, you know. I believe in the book. I will say thanks to God because God is my everything today. Without God, nothing is going to work. I will say thank you to Alcoholics Anonymous because you guys, the newcomer, teach me to see how I was. And the old-timer tell me, grab me the path and the new trial. That's what I'm doing. So I would say, you know, when I was a child, I got molested by somebody who took my innocence in a very horrible way. And I have been blaming my mother and my family because that happened. And I say my alcoholism is because of that. But the book said the alcoholics, many women drink because they like the effect of the alcohol. It is the truth. Because I see my life and I see how I drink when I'm sad, I drink when I'm happy, and I drink when I don't feel anything to feel something. That's what it is. You know, I say, oh, my God, maybe something there. And I keep going reading the book. And they say I have this hopeless state of mind and body. So I'm sick. I was believing I'm a bad person. I'm an asshole because nobody liked me. Everybody asked me to leave everywhere I go. Fuck, I say, oh, my God. But, well, you know, the thing is this, you know, well, I don't know, how can I know? Nobody tell me. But the book said that, and I say, it's 100 people, the book is about it. I think maybe something there for me to take a look. And I keep going reading the book, and the book say, the men and women drink because they like their fellow alcohol, and that the sensation is so illusional, they can, at some point, they cannot see the difference between the true and the false. I remember that happened to me. I wasn't that way. People ask me, is also that part say, float emotional self fears. I say, what does that mean is that? I don't speak English that well, maybe. So I remember my mother and her niece asking me to stop. And I wasn't capable to do it, even when I was honest to tell, I want to stop, Mom. But I cannot. The obsession, it was so hard, more than me, more stronger than me. So that disease, now I say, when I'm sick, why people don't treat me as a sick person? So the book said the alcoholic is a tornado who destroys all the good things in life. Mothers, fathers, sister, brother, job, everywhere I go, that's the reason I ask me to leave all the time. You know, because I destroy everything. I was believing I have a dysfunctional family. It was dysfunctional because I was there. That's the truth. You know, and it sounds familiar, right? So, and I say to myself, well, if I'm sick, so I need to do something about it that to find what is the solution of my disease. So I put myself into pathfinders. And I think it was the only good decision I made when I was high and drunk. I think so. Because over there, they teach me how to stay sober, something I never did before. It's easy to stay sober. Everybody can get sober. Smack a cup, you see how it got sober quickly. You know? So, but this time, no. This time, I don't smack a cup. What I did is to find a solution. And I started reading the book. Somebody told me the book is a recipe. And I say, recipe? I'm a chef. And I say, I can make something from a recipe. But what I did is, and with this recipe, is a good thing. I called this book My High Power, and I called this book The Book of the Life, because I came from the gate of the death with no hope at all. I'm hopeless to the core. I'm sick, and I had no solution to my life. So the book said that the alcoholic, if doesn't change the psychic mentality completely, is not changed to get sobriety. And I say, how can I do that? I cannot do that one day because I don't know. So the book continues to say after do the psychic mentality change, the doomed person become to be a person prior. I think I look like that now, you know. So, but that's not that easy. It makes to follow simple rules. That's the steps. I saw in the book also they're talking about the five principles, spiritual principles, and they're talking about inventory, confessions, restitutions, working with others, and had gathered my life. But I say I had gathered my life, but that's nothing enough. Only to say I have gathered my life, I believe in God. I was expecting the bush burning on the street, the light in the end of the tunnel, the clouds coming there. It's not going to happen. So what has happened, the spiritual experience starts when my personality changes. That's what the book said. But I need to investigate what is going on in this book in order to have that spiritual experience. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So it's exactly what I did. So I started working and reading the book over and over and over again and try to find questions, no answers. My sponsor told me, shut up a cup. You need to start listening. And I say, okay. So because coming from my mentality is the reason I say I don't know anything. Because whatever coming from me, from my head, is not working. So I need to find questions, no solution, no answers. So I keep going with that. And I see in the book, it say, our dilemma is lack of power. I say, well, I'm powerless. I need to find a power. So the power start when I made the inventory. And the inventory find those things is blocking me. They say obscure calamity. What is that? It's those resentments to put me in my head, deep in my head over and over and over again. My psychiatrist called me a resentment finding machine. Because I hate you, you look at me. I hate you because you don't look at me. Yeah. I am the person who thinking about me only. Egocentric, selfish, self-seeking. Me, 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 me. And when I stop thinking about me, I'm thinking about you thinking about me. So the book is very interesting. And I say to myself, you know something? Keep going reading the book. So and then the inventory gave me the cause of whatever happened in my life. And one of the worst was the thing happened to me, but it's not the reason the way I am. So I was thinking my amends, it has to be because I'm a thief, cheat, and a liar. But I say, my point is, everybody know you are a thief, cheat, and a liar. That's not the reason you are an alcoholic. It's something more deeper than that. And I say to myself, wow. I will start crying every time I see the inventory. And I say to myself, why I'm crying so much? Because I hate those people in my inventory, starting with my mom. And then the person worked the inventory with me, turning on the other side and told me my faults. And I stopped crying. And I said, why you don't cry anymore? And I say, because it's my fault everything happened. And I see myself there. And I need to take responsibility for all my behavior and my things. So what I say to you is keep going, reading the book, find your sponsor. I say find a solution of your life. The book is working, but it need to be work. The keystone of this program is the high power, my God. The foundation is working with others. If I don't work with others, I go back to drink because they have to remind every single day. This is not an event. It's a daily program, a living program. Every single day you need to be work because otherwise I go back to a life I don't want no more. Thank you.